Not you got to watch the film. What did you think of Kyle Murphy's debut?
Kyle Murphy played. He played well, especially for his first game. Definitely has some things that he needs to work on. We just got done with the evaluation of the whole team. You know, everybody had a chance to watch it by position. It was graded. Went through the grades as an offense, and then went through all the grades as a football team. So, Kyle did a nice job for his first start.
Did you have to change anything game plan wise, or anything of significance compared to what you were done with Brian?
Yes. I mean, we did some things that we may you know may have or may not have done with Brian was in there. I mean, healthy Brian. Definitely probably wouldn't have done a couple things, but that's football. That's how it goes. I mean, he's young. It's his first start. Obviously, he's playing against a very experienced, talented defensive front.
Mike, do you think week to week you'll vary a lot how much no-huddle you can use? Or was there a specific reason that maybe you just went huddled more often in this particular game?
Definitely. I mean, it'll always vary. I mean, you're the health of your team, where you're playing, matchups, all those things. I mean, it's part of the game plan process. You know, really, one of our issues yesterday was it was very disjointed. You know, we had a lot of breaks in action, penalties, defensive players getting hurt. You know, going in the game, out of the game. It was just a very. I know even calling the game was real herky jerky there in the first half. You know, I mean, we obviously had the time of possession was well in our favor, but. We could never really get into a really good flow, and I think once we were able to adjust a few things at halftime, coming out there in the second half, going more standard huddle, trying to set things by our personnel, not as much as opposed by what they were doing defensively, it helped us. And I thought that our last four series told the whole story. You know, the last four series, when you go touchdown, obviously the big turnover there by our defense, but touchdown, field goal, and you run out the clock. So, I mean, that's the way you finish a game.
Is there still a tempo you look for when you're not in no huddle, or is it really not?
Absolutely. Just part of our grading. I mean, it's every snap, is looked at. It's actually charted during the game, so we have, fresh data at halftime. It's something you're always evaluating, when the play call goes in, when the huddle breaks, when we get to the line of scrimmage, when the ball snaps. So that's something we've always charted as an offense.
Is there a point of diminishing returns when Aaron is bringing the play clock down so close to zero nearly every snap? It just seems like eventually the defense would be able to just kind of tee off knowing that, look, he's going to give us dummy counts a bunch of times before we get close to 1 second, and then we're just going to go. Or is the information he's getting in that time just so valuable that you pretty much have to do that every play?
Well, I mean, it's talking about one game. I mean, it's cadence is a chess match in itself. So I mean, there's more going on in that time frame than just running it down to down to zero. So there's information that's gathered. There's information that's being expressed. I mean, there's reasons for why we do what we do. So, but we were not as clean as we would like to be. It was the first game of the year on a number of fronts, and our mechanics and tempo could be better.
Hey, Mike, running the ball is always going to be difficult against that defensive front. When you watch the film, did you like the hard yards that were gained? Did you see a lot of that on tape?
Definitely. I think the opportunities. Particularly the way they just played base versus our sub personnel, and the approach that they went with, and obviously the approach that we went with putting the ball in Aaron's hands. So yeah, but the production that we had as an offense, we didn't play our best game. Decision, fundamentals, technique. There's always there's play calls I wish I had back. I wish the long nude. Keep that we threw, I was on the left hash, would like to have been in the middle field, more to the right hash, give proper space. So, I mean, those types of things, that's why you have the opportunity to correct it. Today's a great day. I mean, you win the game against a good opponent, it's a grind out, hard nosed football game, and you got a ton of corrections to go through. So, really, as a coach, that's exactly where you like to be.
Whatever happened to the coaching point now, and I obviously haven't played football since I was in junior high, but I always remember my coaches saying, if you're going to catch the punt, backed up on your own end, put your feet on the 10-yard line. If it's going over your head, let it go. Now, and this is just as in Trevor. This is I've seen this all around the league. Is that, like, has there been some study done showing, like, you know, an ability to break big returns or something far outweighs the chance you're taking by fielding a punt inside the 10? Because Trevor, yesterday, I think, fielded one on the 5.
Well, I mean, is it written in stone, or you have to keep your heels on the 10, or is it the 7?
That's what the coaches always used to say. That's what I'm asking.
So, I'm sorry, where'd you play at again?
That would be Roosevelt Junior High School.
Okay. Well, we have guidelines. We have rules. Obviously, you know, the flight of the ball, you know, those things factor too. So, there's a lot of conversation goes on during pregame. You know, we measure the wind. You know, home field advantage is part of knowing how the wind comes into Lambeau. The wind shifted, I think, 2 times during the course of the game. So, I mean, all those things you're factoring them in. So, but we have a role about where we put our heels, but it's not the 10.
So. Mike, is the Aussie punt a factor there, too?
I'm sorry?
I feel like Slocum once told us that the Aussie punt has changed that rule.
Oh, definitely. I mean, and everybody's doing it. So, it definitely is factored in that. So, that's why it's inside the 10 now.
Mike, when you look over your defense did yesterday, I know you added those 4 draft picks. You had Ricky Jean, you had Brooks, but really it was all the guys plus Devon who played so well yesterday after everything they went through last year. What does that tell you about the guys in your defensive room that were in there last year and what kind of pride they have?
Well, A, they got a lot of pride. I thought the intensity – the pursuit and the finish was outstanding. It dominated the line of scrimmage. But A, it tells you we're healthy. You know, B, it tells you we're another year into the defense. So you can see the understanding. I thought, you know, Nick Perry and Mike Daniels had dominating performances, graded out. They were the 2 highest grades on the whole football team. Morgan Burnett played extremely well. Really, the whole secondary played well. I mean, we were disruptive across the front. So it's, you know, the experience is obviously higher and we're healthy and it's great to have these young guys that we can bring along.
When you talk about stacking successes, is that the kind of success you need when you're going into a game that's a rematch of what those guys endured last year in January?
I mean, really, we're building off really what happened yesterday. You know, I get where the January questions come from, and there's still a lot of, you know, matchups that will be similar. You know, new stadium, all those things. But, you know, what we accomplished yesterday, that's who we are. I mean, it's what we put on film. And from that, we need to improve. The exciting thing about today's meeting is you know how much growth you have as a football team. So we're going to get better this week in practice. We're going to play differently when we go to Atlanta than we played yesterday. That's just the way this league works. And I'm sure it'll adjust some things also.
Did you like the use of personnel that you had? Now looking back, you get a chance to see, you know, what you use, what formations, what, you know, combinations.
Talking about offense?
Yeah, offense. Were you pleased with how that?
Yes. I mean, 11 personnel and just the way the game was going, and there's things going on in the game that, you know, I'm obviously not going to talk about now or in front of a camera, but it's. I'm very comfortable with it.
I mean, you used a lot of guys. Was that kind of you?
Well, I'm a big proponent of that, especially in September. I mean, let's be honest. This is a long, long season. It's always tough to win the first game. It's, you know, our offensive guys, you know, lined up, played what, 82 snaps. So you have to go in that way. So I mean, that's the way I've always looked at early season football.
More, please.
Mike, obviously, you talk about packages on your defensive side of the ball. You were able to get Kentrell on the field a lot in the role. Morgan played a variety of roles. Did you like what that combination gave you when you went to that package?
Absolutely. You know, all 3 of the safeties graded out very high. So it's, you know, we wanted to improve our speed, and with that, you know, we're better, you know, tackling defense this year. So I thought. Linebackers play good on special teams, but it's that multi-role emphasis that we've been pushing. So it's, you know, players that play 4 all 4 downs, the ability to play 2 or 3 positions on offense or defense, I mean, that brings a lot of value and a lot of flexibility to our football team.
Mike, how do you get Geronimo
Well, I mean, he's been training, so I'm not really concerned about his integration. I mean, he's going to be fine there, but obviously we have some personnel decisions to make.
Mike,